Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the Brown family of Amalthea Organic Dairy in Belgrade through their summer season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Amalthea's farm crew harvest vegetables that will appear on shelves that very day. Farmhand Cody Bostwick has been cutting and stripping and pulling vegetables all morning.
So what are we looking at here?
He's nearly finished when he surveys a last tract of light green leaves interspersed with darker ones.
French breakfast radishes and amaranth. The light green greens are all French breakfast radishes that are kind of cylindrical and about the size of your pinky and white and then gradate to pink at the top.
And the other crop you said?
It's not a crop, it's a weed. It's amaranth, but it's pig's weed or dock.
Cody's one of eight people harvesting out in the 3-acre field today. Nine, if you count 2-year-old Maple, who's worked on the farm with her mom, Elizabeth Hendricks, since she was 3 months old. She's examining a plant she's pulled, a green-topped, slender pink and white root.
It's a radish.
It's not a radish, silly. It's just pigweed with a pink root. That one you can eat, too. Oops, dropped a radish.
It would seem I'm not the only one who doesn't know the difference between a radish and a weed. The workday got going this morning at 7. The crew met at the farm, then rode out to the field armed with a printout, a long one, prepared by pack shed manager Valerie Nader.
We have like 24 cases of baby leaf that we have to pack out today, so that's a lot of stuff.
It says how much of each crop is needed for which orders.
And so your job is numbers.
Yes. There you go. You got it.
And it's complicated, especially on Mondays.
Mondays are kind of our big order days, so we've got...
This is Nathan Brown. He's the Brown family's vegetable guy.
Let's see, the Root Cellar Foods in Belgrade. We've got a big order for the Bozeman Co-op, some greens for Town and Country Foods and Heaps. Quality Foods Distributing is a company that distributes for us all over the state and into Yellowstone Park. And then we're also doing our Tuesday farmers market harvest today.
That market is one of three Nathan hits in a week. The others are Big Sky on Wednesdays and Bozeman Fairgrounds Saturdays. Already this morning, the crew has cut lettuce, arugula, and baby kale.
The baby greens and the bunch greens, they don't like getting hot, so we do those first so they don't wilt or anything and can get those washed pretty quick and into our cooler.
They also hand-cut spinach and stripped kale for Root Cellar Foods, which picked up their orders straight from the field about a half an hour ago.
Now we're just finishing up the bunched greens. So that's the bunched curly kale, lacinato kale, and chard. And then I'm doing bunched beets. Got one person on turnips. Looks like six people in the bunched greens doing the kale and chard.
When they're finished with harvest, most of the crew will go to the cheese plant and start dunking the bunch greens and bagging and labeling and packing everything for distribution. A couple of people will stay at the farm to spray down the roots. One of them is Jonathan Hockett. He's not sure of his job title at the farm.
I don't know. Kind of all around, do a little bit of everything out here.
But he does know what he's doing.
I am putting on nice rubber overalls to keep me relatively dry while I spray off some roots. Today we got radishes and salad turnips and beets. Try to get them as clean as possible. Get all the mud off because they grow on the ground.
Next week, we follow the crew to Amalthea's cheese plant, which doubles as a vegetable washing, bagging, labeling, and boxing facility.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.